Welcome to the May 28th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in his latest column, EAB member Scotty Kern of the ECOA Consortium explored why paper-based clinical outcome assessments remain in use despite Alcoa advantages with ECOA. Cost visibility creates asymmetry. ECOA fees are explicit, while paper's hidden costs in monitoring, SDV, transcription, and regulatory risk remain diffuse. Small studies, rapid country activation, and regional infrastructure gaps create genuine exceptions where paper economics are hard to justify, though panelists from the discussion agreed ECOA is preferable in most circumstances. In the fifth and final part of her video interview with ACT, Sam Hinsley of FaceStar explained why early phase statistical decisions form the foundation of entire development pathways and what is at stake when those critical choices are made on limited data. And last but not least, in our latest FAQ article, despite political headwinds, life sciences leaders are maintaining DEI commitments, but translating that into representative enrollment requires structural changes to protocol design, site selection, and community engagement that most of the industry has yet to fully implement. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.